From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in almost 90 years has knocked out power across the entire island of 3.4 million people. The hurricane had maximum sustained winds of about 185 kilometers per hour. It destroyed hundreds of homes and caused heavy flooding after making landfall Wednesday as a Category 4 storm. By 1800 hours universal time, Maria had lost considerable strength and was downgraded to a Category 2 storm. Its core was 45 kilometers north-northwest of Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, and moving to the northwest at 19 kilometers per hour. But forecasters said the storm could again become a major hurricane by Thursday. They expect the center of the hurricane to move offshore the northern coast of Puerto Rico and reach open water late Wednesday, bringing hurricane conditions to the Dominican Republic late Wednesday and Thursday. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and collapsed dozens of buildings. Interior Minister Miguel Osorio Chong said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the earthquake struck on Tuesday, using heavy machinery and bare hands to remove piles of rubble. This is VOA News.